I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That's really great because they can have those four guys, you know, do something before they outlaw what it is made them legends. Kick returns.
Well, we spent a whole day talking about that yesterday.
Yes, we did.
What a great
we?
Day down here. The sun's shining. Right off 77. We come in. I walked in. You always forget about what a gem this is in Northeast Ohio, especially when you see people from, you know, you look at the parking lot and you see license plates from all over the country.
We saw a whole lot of Packer fans walk by a little bit ago.
Yeah, there were like four or five.
Yeah,
four or
family. Five. They were all wearing their Packer garb.
And then the other thing, too, is the, like the education part of this. And
there was a school.
Janaden Hutton was here, Indian Valley, the little kids from Indian Valley. And I thought it was interesting that we saw probably about, I don't know, 60 kids walk by, only one Steelers jersey. That made me very happy. So
there was one. It was a Cordell Stewart.
Yes, there was one. And then I think the other one was the Kansas City T-shirt with the young lady that said on the back.
It said number 87.
87, but it said.
Yeah, for the name, it said.
Taylor's boyfriend. It was awesome.
I wonder if that's going to be enshrined.
So that was cool. But and a ton of Ohio State jerseys for the kids from Janaden Hutton that were into. Yeah. So.
Is it Janaden or is it Ganaden? I've heard it both ways.
So I'll just.
You know more than I do.
Well, we had,
you have family members from the area, right?
Tuscarora's County. And then Tiffany Stocker Seibel, who you might remember, used to work for the Indians. She was a Hall of Famer from there at Cleveland State as a sophomore.
All right. Well, there you go. The NCAA tournament going strong. And by the way, Ozzie Newsome, 11:30. We're going to talk to Ozzie right here. And while we're sitting here, and Ozzie's bust is kind of turned, and it's staring at Poobah right now.
Good.
So Poobah better not screw up. And right across from us is a screen, and Ozzie's picture keeps popping up when wearing those enormous shoulder pads that he wore back in the day.
They were some big
So we're
pads.
Anxious to talk to Ozzie. He was with us years ago, so he's going to be with us at 11:30. Mm-hmm. The NCAA tournament is up. It's running. It's fun already. Our Akron Zips, representing the Mid-American Conference, were knocked out by Creighton. And by the way, I was listening to the game on the radio, and the big network that does their games, the poor kid kept calling it Creighton instead of Creighton.
Oh,
and I was like, ooh, that's bad. Yeah, and I just thought, didn't get the memo. Anyhow, Creighton beat Akron, I believe it was 77-60. Great run for the Zips, and they're out. Duquesne, Keith Dambrot,
yeah,
Akron native, former Akron head coach, gets the upset. And he said, you know, hey, they want me to keep going because he's already announced he's going to retire. So good for Keith. I'm really happy for him. He's a great guy, and he did a phenomenal job at Akron and now finishing things up at Duquesne. But Kentucky lost.
Yes, they did.
And they lost to Oakland out of the Horizon League.
Yes. Now, should we remind people where Oakland actually is?
Oakland is not in California.
Great.
It's
how many people thought that yesterday? That
it's
they
right,
lost to a
yeah.
team from California.
It's right next to the Palace. You know, that's
yeah.
the university there is right by the old Palace of Auburn Hills. And Oakland gets the win. And John Calipari, and they lost by four. And Kentucky was a three seed like Creighton was. Mm-hmm. And Oakland was a 14 seed. And Oakland gets the win. And I've never been a John Calipari fan. I've never been a hater. I've just always thought John Calipari's made a lot of money coaching basketball, and he's a great recruiter, and he's done a great job with programs over the years. So good for John Calipari. But after the game, the guy was kind of down, Andy, kind of sad. And he's thinking, wait a minute, we lost and we've lost again. They're now 1-4 in their past five NCAA tournament games. Kentucky.
It's kind of the same game,
four.
Isn't it?
Well, kind of. And Calipari had this to say about losing to Oakland, why it might have happened, and what might be happening down the road.
We've been able to help so many kids and win so many games and Final Fours, national titles, and all this stuff, win league championships with young guys. It's changed on us. It's all of a sudden, it's gotten really old. So we're playing teams that our average age is 19. Their average age is 24 and 25. So do I change because of that? Maybe add a couple older guys to supplement. But that's what these two did.
And guess what? It worked. And they were playing within the rules. And I feel for Calipari.
I don't.
Because he's, well, and it's not just Calipari. It's college basketball, the way it was kind of played compared to the way it's being played now.
Okay.
And the way it might be played in the future. And I'll explain that. They lose to Oakland, right?
Right.
Oakland's top six regular season scorers. Top six. Four seniors and two grad students.
Okay.
And Calipari had eight freshmen on his roster. Oakland's leading scorer yesterday, the kid was, and if you haven't seen highlights of this,
fire.
He was smoking it, man. His name's Jack Golke. And Jack averaged double figures for Oakland this year, is a graduate transfer from Division II Hillsdale.
Michigan, right?
And, yeah, it's another Michigan school. In fact, Hillsdale is in the same conference, and we're here at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, as Walsh University and Malone University here in Canton. And it's the GMAC. So they're in the same conference. He spent 5 years at Hillsdale in Division II, and he redshirted his first year.
Okay.
And the first time he even averaged double figures at Hillsdale was in his fifth year at Hillsdale. So he goes to Oakland and has the absolute game of his life in the NCAA tournament, hits 10 three-pointers, and he's doing his best Caitlin Clark Steph Curry impression.
Yes.
He's jacking him up from everywhere. He's off balance. It's fun. You got to go look. He's 24 years old. Now, that's the way it's allowed to be right now. Why? That COVID year is still around.
Right.
And so he had 5 years at Hillsdale. You get the other year for COVID. He's a sixth-year college student. And there's a lot of that going on. As I said, they had four seniors, two grad students. That's the way that's going. They're going to lose that. That COVID year is going away. In doing a lot of college basketball stuff this year, Andy, you got a ton of six-year guys. I saw one gal this year who was 7 years out of high school.
Sure.
And was still playing.
But the 7 years of COVID year, right? So otherwise, I think you're
no, it was it was COVID. It was a redshirt year, a right. COVID year, and then a medical redshirt year.
Right. So you still have, I mean, if you have a medical redshirt, you still have six to play for.
But it's kind of ridiculous, isn't it?
No.
I think I've seen people with seven to play for.
Well, now I get the seven.
And they're playing five.
Right.
And then there are others.
Seven will go away.
We saw some football player. Who was it? They just transferred. He's like 9 years out of high school. He's got like a seventh year. In other words, it's nuts. But it's coming back.
Like, I never had a problem with a guy that went to the military and then came back and played.
Well, but his
age-wise.
That's because age is one thing.
Okay.
Eligibility is another.
But if you
start
stay there.
You start your clock.
I don't know. If you have 6 years to play for, if you get a medical redshirt, which I don't think anybody wants, so really you have five to play for is what it's going to go back to. But if you're making NIL money, who cares?
Well, see, now that's one of the points. And this is where Calipari's got a deal that he's going to have to work his way through. If you're John Calipari, if you're college basketball in general, are you going to change? Calipari said, I might have to change. Well, maybe not, because that COVID year is going away. But the NIL money is going to be there. For instance, the G League Ignite team,
right,
is going away.
Okay.
They're ending that because of NIL.
Sure.
They don't need to go to the G League because Now you can go and get paid in college.
You're going to hate what I'm going to say next.
Oh, this is going to be great.
I think that if you go to school somewhere and you're going for your doctorate.
Here it comes.
You should be able to play as long as you're at that school.
This is the Andy Baskin, you can play when you're 37.
You should have unlimited
years
to play.
If you have 15 years in college.
If you go to the school, why should you not be able to play? If you're not good enough to be in the NBA, I'm just saying this for basketball, but if you're not good enough to be in the NBA and you don't want to go overseas and you have the opportunity to continue to play college basketball for a school, so what? This is the exact opposite of what we've been watching left and right, where we get 18 and 19-year-olds that bolt after one season to go to the NBA. It's the other way to look at it, and I think if you're paying tuition or the school wants you to go there and you're going for your doctorate and your master's and you want to go to school till you're 35 or 40 and continue to play and are able to play at a Division I level and a coach wants you to play, you should be able to play. You're a member of that school.
I couldn't disagree with you more. We've had a fundamental argument about this one. I think that's absurd. Let me give you an example.
Sure.
So Pete Nance played 4 years at Northwestern.
Sure.
Did his grad transfer, went to North Carolina.
Okay.
If Pete wanted to go back, all right, I've got my degree in, I don't know what it is. Let's say marketing.
Sure.
Pete has a marketing degree. You know, I think I want to go into becoming a nurse now. And he goes to medical school. So he should be allowed eligibility for year 6, 7, 8 while he gets a nursing degree?
Absolutely. Why not? He's a member of the school.
And then he decides.
The harder part isn't what you're talking about. The harder part is being able to maintain a coach that wants you to play at the Division I level. That's the harder part. What's the difference? If you're a member of the community, a member of the educational institution, you should be able to play if you go to school there. I don't see any argument on it.
Couldn't
Other
disagree.
Other than the fact that you're like,
couldn't disagree more.
Oh, traditionally we got to stay. But, I think I don't like the guys that, leave after 1 year. So what's the difference? You're on the other end of the spectrum.
What do you think of the Baskin thought there, folks? And what do you think of the Calipari thought? Does he have to change the way he's doing things? Because, you see these veteran teams in the NCAA knocking off these young, more talented teams. And I'll say that, with little air quotes, more talented teams, but of young guys. Or is it coming back? Is that COVID years going away and some other things? All I know is the NCAA tournament's always fun. But I'd love your thoughts on it. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. We are at the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Why? Well, because they're celebrating the Cleveland Browns, a legacy unleashed. It's an exhibit. It says right here, exhibit celebrating the orange and brown.
It's fabulous. It's really cool.
We have people wearing orange right here looking at all 18 busts of Cleveland Browns Hall of Famers that have been moved out of what's that area called? The gallery? Whatever it's called. And it's so cool. But they've taken those out. They've put them out here, and they're staring at us, making me quite nervous. We're going to talk to Ozzie Newsome, Browns Hall of Famer, Ravens executive, coming up at 11:30. So anxious to talk to Ozzie.
I tell you, one of the interesting things about this Browns exhibit they have down here is what the guys got before they played the Super Bowl, what they want. Like, do you know what they used to get instead of rings, Jeff? Did you happen to notice that?
Pen and pencil set?
Tie tacks. Ben Petzl says probably. Watches.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't have anything
yeah.
like what we have now, especially when you compare them to the rings that are downstairs. Where what is it? Is it the Kansas City ring that you can twist off and it's got the stadium?
Rams.
It's the Rams that have that. That's right. So the Rams have that one ring where you can man, that thing is awesome.
Yeah.
But what the Browns got back in the day was like, I can't believe how far this thing has come.
Well, it's a little out of control, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, who wears a ring that size?
Somebody who wants you to know they're a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. We're talking about the NCAA tournament right now, and John Calipari and his Kentucky Wildcats upset by Oakland, and the kid who did all the damage for them is a 24-year-old kid who's in his sixth year of college, played 5 years at Division II Hillsdale, didn't average 10 points a game until his fifth season, but by God, he's a grown man, 24 years old, and he lit him up in the NCAA tournament. And Calipari said, well, do I have to change what I do? I've been going with young guys. It's worked for me, but they're 1-4 in their last 5 tournament appearances. It's not worked. Bill is in Parma. Hello, Bill.
Hey, guys. Hey. Every time Calipari is on the radio, or I have to take a shower because he is so dishonest. I mean, it stinks. You remember when he was at, Massachusetts? And they had to take victories away from the team and whatever else that they, I mean, this guy is a known dishonest cheat. I mean, he's in the Hall of Fame.
And that said, Bill, it's really not the point of what we're talking about here. Does he need to change the way he does things because of the way college basketball
is? Jeff, this is like John Dillinger saying, I'm having a harder time breaking into the bank. He hasn't figured out how to cheat the system. Now that they have the NIL system, no, I'm serious.
Norm Stewart, is he, Bill?
Well, I want to tell you something. At least Norm didn't do it like this guy did, I guarantee you. But nonetheless, you know, you look at all the coaches in college basketball, even the guys. I went to the game last week against Kent State and Akron. I mean, these guys do it right. And you know what? All we hear are guys like Calipari who are despicable. And then, you know, you're Jeff, you're the worst. You're acting like, oh, he's not that bad. He's not that bad a guy. You know, Andy was saying it just like
I've not made any comments about whether he's a guy, a bad guy, a good guy. I'm talking about what he said, Bill. That's kind of the point of this conversation.
No,
if you want to call him despicable, that's fine. I'm talking about him and the way he's built teams and the way other guys have built teams. And now with NIL and the extra COVID year, kind of a different conversation. If you want to call him a scumbag, you can go ahead and do that. I was talking basketball.
Jeff, you're not listening to what I'm saying.
No, I listened to everything you said, Bill.
Okay,
I listened to every bit of what you said.
No, you know what I said, Jeff, that got under your skin? What got under your skin is he cheated when it was an NIL, and now he's angry.
Bill, it doesn't get under my skin. I couldn't care less about John Calipari. We were talking about a sports thing.
Well, then quit talking about him because he's a scumbag.
We're talking about a thought of sports, Bill. And thank you very much for the phone call, as always, Bill. You're from Missouri. We were talking about.
What does that have
we were talking. Well, I thought I had to say it because Bill always does. It goes with every phone call from Bill. I had to say it. I threw in Norm Stewart. That wasn't enough. It has nothing to do with if John Calipari is a good guy or a bad guy. I don't know the guy. I don't care for
we're
the way.
We're talking about the system. It's
exactly,
not really about
that's
Andy.
Your
point is.
Exactly. Bill, obviously not a Calipari fan. That's fine. I get that. That's all well and good. We're talking about the system and the way it goes. And if you want to take our opportunity when we put you on the air to go ahead and call somebody a scumbag, you can do that. And Bill just
did. It's freedom of speech, isn't it?
Exactly. You know, if you keep it clean, we're not going to dump you. Bill, you kept it clean. We didn't dump you. We let you call John Calipari a scumbag. That said, Andy, can he keep going with the way he wants to do it? I think the game's coming back to that. And with NIL, some of those guys who are always one-and-done kids for him might stick around.
If they can get paid more at Kentucky than they would. Yes, that's a real possibility.
Yeah, at a place like Kentucky,
so,
certainly.
I mean, Calipari should have just come out and said, hey, we need more NIL money to get our kids to stay longer so they don't leave when they're 19. Maybe I should recruit a lesser kid that's not going to get drafted. We are in this, like, abyss of trying to figure out what's going on and what's going to happen next. What's the right move? I mean, look, we're talking about the NFL draft coming up, that the later rounds of the NFL draft aren't going to be very good because you've got guys that can stay in college and make more money than if you're going to get drafted in their fifth, sixth, seventh round.
Well, let me throw one thought at you on this, and it's this. I've always wondered if some of the big schools, instead of going for the absolute high prospects, you know, who you think are 1 or 2 years and out and going to the NBA, if Calipari may be hinting about that, should you go for the guys who you think are going to be 4 or 5 year players for you?
That's isn't that what the Mid-American Conference is based on?
Well,
it has been for years.
Exactly. And I've wondered about that, and it actually made me think, because there have been some incredible players who have played in the Mid-American Conference. And I quickly looked, and let me just throw this at you.
Okay.
How's this for an all-time team?
Okay.
Okay, for a conference. And, you know, it's not –
now, I'm going to listen to this
it's
list.
It's not SEC, it's not ACC, but think about this.
But I'm going to listen to this list, and I'm going to say, did this guy stay 4 years, or did he not stay four years?
And the answer is yes. Your center is Nate Thurman.
Okay.
Your guards are Ron Harper and George Gervin, Iceman.
Right. Ooh.
He played at Eastern Michigan. Harper was at Miami, of course. Nate Thurman played at BG. Mm-hmm. A couple of Central Michigan chips, Dan Marley, Dan Roundfield.
Yeah.
For your forwards.
Yep.
And your sixth man coming off the bench, Wally Szczerbiak from Miami.
Sure.
I mean, that's big-time talent. But guess what? Those guys are all either no longer with us or in their – like 50s.
No, but take a guy like Wally. Wally went 4 years to play for Charlie.
I know, but my point there is this. Okay, the Mac used to get some big-time talent. They still have some nice talent, but they're not getting that NBA-caliber talent anymore, and I wonder if that's part of this.
But here's your problem for the Mac now. Say you're a big-time talent and you're a freshman or a sophomore, and all of a sudden you're like, yeah, you know what? One of these bigger schools wants to look at me. A Big Ten school wants to look at me, and I'm going to get paid more. And with the transfer portal, gone. That's my fear, is that these schools that have traditionally been able to hang on to guys for 4 years with the comfort of knowing, hey, my school's going to be paid for 4 years. I'm probably not going to the NBA.
Yeah.
I might have a chance to go play in Europe or play, you know, G League or whatever was there. And so that might change now. I mean, think about all – like – even the games we were watching yesterday, how about the transfer portal has affected some of these games. I love the fact that we can find a team that guys have been playing together for 4 years and they figured out a way to
succeed in the NCAA. It becomes a real team.
Yes.
And a real unit that knows how to play together and can beat a bunch of 19-year-old kids.
Yeah.
That's what Oakland is, Horizon League.
Right.
That's what MAC teams can be. You know, now, for instance, we talked about Akron leading up to this, and I mentioned, and it's funny because a gentleman who works here at the Hall of Fame is a voice that everybody in Northeast Ohio knows.
Yep.
Jeff Shreve is the public address announcer
at
Browns Stadium.
Browns.
Was at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, is now also the public address announcer at the University of Akron.
Okay.
And I was talking to Jeff, and I said something. He goes, I thought their length might be a problem. And I said, that's what Andy and I talked about this week when we had Enrique Freeman on the show,
right,
that their length might be a problem. Issue? They went up against a team that wasn't like Kentucky, a Creighton team that had guys who were experienced and had played as a unit and had some experience. And it was probably a bad first-round matchup
and
for Akron because of that.
And that's what Paul Biancardi told us the other day, too.
Right.
Same thing, yeah.
Right. Whereas, and don't laugh, if Akron had played Kentucky with all those young guys – instead of Akron starting four, you know, Akron starts four seniors.
Right.
Well, maybe they would have had a chance to pull off an Oakland type of an upset.
Sure.
Where against a team like Creighton, maybe that played more into, you know, exactly. But it's a strange dynamic to have Gian Calipari being the guy who's saying, maybe I need to change my ways, but I think the game is going to change back more so to the way that he would be able to thrive, where you bring in young guys, but now, Andy, you're going to be able to pay him for a year or two before they go to the
NBA. So I think, though, the game is going to have to change for him because it's not necessarily the 19-year-olds that he's got playing that are freshmen. It's going to be guys that maybe Kentucky liked coming out of high school, but they didn't go to Kentucky. They ended up at Kent State or Akron or Cleveland State and had successful freshman and sophomore years.
And then transfer
to Kentucky.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be more the norm than the other side of it, which is, you know, it's a tough way to look at it, especially if you're rooting for the schools that have smaller budgets.
And that certainly could be the way that this thing ends up going. There's no question about that. But day one of – and I know they had the play-in games. But day one of the NCAA tournament in the books had a big upset. What's going to happen in day two? Stay tuned because it's always fun. All I know is that with the Akron Zips out as a Northeast Ohioan, we now have to pull for a Duquesne because it's coached by Keith Dambrot, who used to be – Akron's head coach. That's a team I'm pulling for now.
Oh, yeah. I'm going Longwood now.
I was all in on
I'm
the
I'm going Keith Dambrot, but I'm rooting for Longwood.
And why,
the Lancers,
Andy? Why?
It's my wife's alma mater.
There you go.
Happy wife, happy life.
Peace at home.
Happy alumni.
I'm Andy Baskin.
That's all I want.
We're at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Ozzie Newsome, former Ravens executive, and, of course, Browns Hall of Famer. Ozzie's going to join us in about a half an hour, 35 minutes. Anxious to talk to Ozzie. And going to get his thoughts on this. Which team in the AFC North improved themselves the most in free agency, at least so far? It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.